The Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, is creating more opportunities for healthy farming practices with the establishment of the first ecological farm at the Union Island Secondary School. SUSGREN's Executive Director, Orisha Joseph, said they worked closely with the Ministry of Agriculture last year to establish the ecological farm.
So one of the highlights for Sustainable Grenadines last year is that we established the first ecological farm at the Union Island Secondary School. So we worked with the Agriculture Science Department along with teachers, with support from the Ministry of Agriculture, with persons like Mr. Alan Williams, Mr. Sutherland, and Mr. Thomas, who came on the island last year between October, November, December to train young people as it relates to doing ecological farming, which is really using natural inputs in terms of promoting agriculture and food safety.
Ms. Joseph said they are hoping to expand this project to the two primary schools on Union Island and also to women who want to get involved in agriculture.
So we were able to establish a farm at the secondary school with 6 beds, and those farms currently have produced things like eggplant, watermelon, tomatoes, you know, and we're very, very proud of that. So we're really happy for that project, and it was funded by the French Embassy. And we also looking to scale up that project in the future so we can offer it to the other 2 primary schools on the island and also offer it to other women who will want to get involved in backyard farming.
Ms. Joseph said they will be sourcing the funding to ensure the continuation of this program on Union Island, as it will play a very important role towards the country's quest to ensure national food security. She is encouraging residents on the island to start preparing themselves to take advantage of this program when it comes on stream later this year.
So far, we're looking to expand the project either late this year or early next year, because we had funding, but that funding is no longer available. So we are going to look for other fundings, which so far we're trying to secure, and we have a good idea. We will get funding to continue to upscale that ecological project so we could offer it to other people on the island. So we're very excited about that project.
Executive Director of the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, Orisha Joseph. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.